Yo, what is good, and welcome to Kind of Funny Games Daily for March 4th, 2022. I'm your host, Janet Garcia, and joining me is Greg Miller. What is up?
Not much, Janet. How are you?
I'm good. I almost wore that sweater. I'm really sad I didn't. I couldn't find it.
Oh, shit.
I know you love matching, and you're going to be really depressed because me and Kevin are both wearing it. He was wearing it in the morning meeting, too, so you could have made it a triple
series.
But you
like
had
the
to
little,
go.
The little... The small
drop sauce
before.
All over your sweatshirt, yeah. Throw it in the laundry and forget about it.
I know, and it's that classic, you're like rifling through the clothes and you're like looking for, I don't know how your closet's set up, but I'm like looking for the sleeve and I'm like, I'm not seeing the sleeve. I don't know where this is at, but.
We roll the t-shirts and put them in a very, so I can see like the band of color and I know what they are.
Okay, I have so many questions for you that have nothing to do with what we're talking about here.
Sure, yeah,
so we're gonna do a little bit of this, then we're gonna jump into it. But
it's free Top Friday, whatever you want to talk about.
I don't know if you know,
we called Samoa Joe yesterday and talked about a grasshopper for like 30 minutes, so it doesn't matter.
I did feel like the thumbnails this week have been kind of chaotic, so I feel like we can just sort of hang out here.
We can do whatever we want.
Greg's like breaking apart, or what's going on here? I'm like, it's fine. How do you differentiate what you put to hang in your closet and what you put in the drawers? Because by you saying that tells me that sweater is in the drawers and not hanging. So what's
Janet,
do you figure that out?
This is something you have never had to worry about, but I am overweight and disgusting. And so it means that shirts hang weird on my body, which means a long time ago I had to stop hanging t-shirts because the necks would get all stretched out. And it's like, I can distract from the rest of my misshapen potato-like body by having a tight neck. You know what I mean? And then it hangs normal-ish. And then like, it's just, if I move it at an angle, less people are like, wait, where's this belt? Why does this gut look like that? But if I have the neck stretched, then I look terrible from the start. So a long time ago, I said no to hangers. And hangers are only for dress shirts and suits. Everything else is folded up and put somewhere.
That's how do you deal with the fact that t-shirts get like wrinkled? Do you just live with them? Do you iron them? Do you steam them?
No. I wear out the wrinkles. I burn hot, so I'm just, my body gives off enough heat to get rid of the wrinkles.
You know
what I mean?
just melt away.
Like, again, back to the point you have to worry, this is like one of those circle diagrams. We're back to me being overweight, where I'm just gonna go through it. I'm just gonna burn out these wrinkles. They ain't gonna stop me, you know what I mean? They're gonna do it and be fine. But you wrinkle the t-shirt when you ball it up and put it in there. It gets underneath something, you know what I mean? Like a folded t-shirt, I don't feel like has those kind of wrinkles.
I feel like it comes out of the, are you immediately, you know, putting it away when it comes out of the dryer?
Fuck no, there's piles of laundry all over this
house. What I mean. Like, I think in the pile, it becomes like more wrinkled and then it never really like comes back. I just kind of wear them wrinkled.
I haven't had that issue, no.
Yeah, I don't know. You have a different...
I mean, I can go grab... I have a pile of laundry on the couch behind Jen. I can grab one. We can see how wrinkly it is. Hold on.
I feel like that's high risk, though, because you don't know what you're going to get in that pile. He's already gone. It's too late, everybody.
Yeah. Janet,
jeans
so
confirmed
do you,
from Greg Miller standing up.
Do you fold anything? Are you trying to hang...
You know what? I actually don't. I used to have... I did used to have the, like, I'm folding the shirts, and you can see the logos. I had a very nice, like, system.
Yeah.
But then I realized, like, because I don't... Like, I hang up all my stuff. Like, I hang up my outside t-shirts, and the stuff I sleep in or lounge in is just in the drawers. So I'm like, why do I need to fold, like, a lounge pajama shirt? Like, I don't... So I just stuff it. I just throw it all in there now. It's all chaotic. The only thing that's organized, real quick, is the... I have little drawer inserts, and I'll sort some things, like maybe like certain socks or underwear, or like, you know, if I have like a running gloves or something weird like that, I'll have those in little inserts. And even
hold on a second.
Oh no. We're never gonna get where we need to go. And there's like another tangent I have, and then we have the...
What are running gloves? I'm going
to
running gloves.
I'll stop you right there, Kevin. What a running glove I'm imagining is, and I need your help. I can't remember. It wasn't the boys, was it? But do you remember that one show we watched wherever, where it was this thing about superheroes, and there was the guy who was like the KY jelly dude, where he just did one thing where he ran and then he slid on the ground into a Watchman. That's right. He slid into a sewer vent. That's what I imagine we're about to build, is that Janet's out there in some kind of head to toe spandex thing to run. She got goggles on. The wind is just breaking as she goes, right?
Janet, so basically,
I want you to know, no matter what you say next, this is forever what I imagine
gloves are.
Why?
In my mind, these are the gloves you put on when you're going for a nice little jog.
Oh my god, what are those even for?
I don't know.
They're so specific. So many thoughts and feelings are running through my mind. To answer the glove thing, and then we'll see Greg's shirts, show and tell today. They're just gloves that I wear while I run. So they're athletic gloves. Like, they have more of like a wick kind of texture, so they're like better for like sweating into. And I'll wear them for like the winter time back when I had a winter, and now there's not winter. I just have like me being cold as hell in LA at like 5 in the morning, and I'll wear like sometimes gloves for that. Yeah, I think that's it. When you guys mentioned the full bodysuits, though, I couldn't help but think of like that episode of Malcolm in the Middle where Hal was into competitive speed walking.
Yeah.
That's also the same outfit that I feel like they wore in that one episode of Loki. But Greg, what do you have?
Well, I struck out pretty huge over there. Sorry, I moved the laundry last night before bed or whatever to put some rags into the dryer, and I dropped it there, and I thought it was regular clothes, but it turned out it was just towels and some baby clothes. So, like, Benjamin's little cute sweatshirt here with the little barriers.
Oh,
come on.
No, that's so cute.
Put your kid in that?
Well, see, that's the thing, Kevin. Like, as soon as this goes on him, he is just going to drool all over this. He's going to take this and shove it into his little fat face, all right? So it's like, I'm not worried about this being wrinkly. What? I'm not shit-talking Benjamin. I'm being legitimate about these cute little cheekbones he's got. Looks like a little baby bulldog over there. And he's got this little turtle beak of a mouth we talk about all the time and this really skinny neck. I'm ready for the neck to grow a bit. You know what? Am I wrong? You're going to look there and tell me I'm wrong, Jen? He's an adorable kid, but he's all sorts of animals at once. I don't know. And then we put him in a bear suit. Or Kevin, if we're going to go swimming, we put him in the little shark suits.
Of course. That makes sense. That makes sense.
That's good. Yeah. There was a lot to unpack there. But I feel like the shirts are a little wrinkled, and we just kind of wear them wrinkled, and that is what it is. Okay, before we actually get into...
Well, I mean, like, so this one... Hold on, Janet. So, like, this shirt doesn't look wrinkled, right? Like, this was in... This has been, you know, this is a producer/seducer OG shirt that's been in there forever. It doesn't look wrinkly when you look at it. You don't say, hey, that's so, but
it's a black shirt. And we're on camera. You're just a little square.
Janet, welcome back to the top of the circle. I'm overweight. All my shirts are black. Yeah, all right? I learned a long time ago. You wear colors. Everybody's like, look at the tints on that guy. No, thanks. I'll wear black. Christ,
it's true, though, Janet. It's true.
Kevin knows. Kevin's right there with me at the top of the circle.
That is fair. But yeah, like,
I love you, Kevin. What a great week of content we've had. Nonsense.
I hang my t-shirts, like my outside t-shirts slash my content t-shirts. This is a content t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm sure once it like wears down, like the PS I Love You like design, all the PlayStation console thing, once this gets, you know, retired, then I'll like cut it up and it'll just be a wrinkly t-shirt. But it's also black, so it doesn't really wrinkle. But anyway, that was an interesting dive into laundry and clothing.
Axel360 in the live chat goes, is today another slow news day? No, there's a lot to talk about.
GTA, there's like a bunch of stuff. But should we do the Funko Pop talk now or should we wait? We'll save it
for PS I Love You. Post show?
Yeah, okay, would you post show Funko Pop?
Jana made her own Funko Pop, and I can't wait to hear about it.
I made myself, and it's awesome. Okay, so hello, welcome. There is news today. These stories include GTA 5 next gen details and a date, why Star Wars Eclipse could be very far away, Microsoft and others stopping sales in Russia, and more, because this is, you know, laundry wrinkled shirt talk, but it's also kind of funny games daily, where each and every weekday at 10 a.m. live right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you're watching live, you can correct us when we get stuff wrong by going to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. If you don't want to watch live, you can watch later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, or listen later on podcast services around the globe by searching for Kinda Funny Games Daily. Use Epic creator code Kinda Funny on all Epic Store and Epic in-game purchases like Rocket League and Fortnite to help support Kinda Funny. To be part of the show, head to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where bronze members or above get to write in and silver members or above get the show ad-free along with the exclusive daily post show. Some housekeeping for y'all. After KFGD, we're doing something nuts, a Sifu race between Andy, Tim, Barrett, and Bless. It's going to be four separate feeds at once to see who can finish the game first. It's all sponsored by the Razor Blade 15. Check it out on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames after this, or youtube.com/kindoffunnyplayslater. Question about this. What are the stakes here? Does anyone win?
I believe whoever gets it wrong, Roger loses a pinky.
So the usual wager. All right, sounds good. We also have
whoever gets it wrong. What does that even mean? Nobody knows. It's Friday. Let's have fun.
Also, who do you think is going to win?
This is a question that's been going around a lot.
And why do we all think it's feel like Blessing or Andy?
I feel Probably. Like honestly, Barrett's the dark horse choice because you know Barrett takes this shit seriously.
He's good. He's good at games.
And Barrett keeps pushing it, saying, "Oh, Tim's going to be the one who wins. He's the only one of us who hasn't been playing a lot of Elden Ring."
You know,
but I do feel then you never count out the Nitro Rifle, you know, number one games journalist Andy Cortez, because he just put up an insane video about his Elden Ring skills. But again, does that transfer over to Sifu? Are they also rusty at Sifu? They won't know it. The one thing I know is that nobody's betting on Bless.
Really? Why?
Yeah,
he's a dork.
Bless, Bless is kid? The only one that hasn't platinumed it, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Tim platinumed it?
Oh yeah.
Bless looks. Oh yeah, Tim platinumed it. Yeah.
When did Tim get good at Sifu? Anyway, okay. Well, I'm gonna check this out. I mean, I feel like Blessing is who I'd put my money on, but also I don't have a lot of money, right? So now, it's not, yeah, it's low risk, really.
Live chat right now has Andy at 45%, Barrett at 37%, Tim at 10%, and Blessing at 9%.
Damn, Andy is a classic choice for kind of any game. For
anything competitive,
much.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything that requires any level of user input beyond, like, do I say mean thing or sad thing?
Blessing,
you know?
Blessing's in the live chat. He goes, I got 2 months left of this company, tops.
Oh my God. Hey, I had Blessing. Your back, but I'm also the least affiliated with this company, so I don't know. Take it for what you will. Kindofway.com/store has new merch. Let's look at the new Johnny Ace shirt.
Kevin, they have made a video here. I believe this is a Matt Batson joint, if we can show it. There is a new Johnny Ace polo, ladies and gentlemen, on kindoffunny.com/store. Let's take a look.
This can't be right.
This is right.
Sometimes I dream that he is me. Got to see that's how I dream to be. I dream I groove like Ace. If I could be like Ace, I wanna be like Ace. If I could be like
Ace. Order the limited edition Air Johnny Polo now at kindoffunny.com/store. Legally speaking, you will not actually be Johnny Ace, but you can be a little.
That's great.
That's something. Sometimes a lot of money and time went into that. Like, Andy harmonized with himself to make that happen. You understand?
Andy with,
like,
himself?
Yeah. I mean, he did the thing where he, like, layers the audio. You can hear it. He went and did the kid voices. Impressive. He did all the stuff.
Oh my God.
Go buy this shirt, please. It is definitely a lost leader right now.
Jeez, that's wild. All right. And also, thank you to our Patreon producers, Gordon McGuire, Fargo Brady. We're just going ahead. And Pranksy. They were brought to you by Guild Wars. We'll tell you more about that later. For now, let's finally begin what is and forever will be the Roper Report. It's time for some news. We have 5 stories today.
A Baker's Dozen.
And let's start off with GTA 5 and GTA Online. Next gen details and a date. It's finally here, almost sort of, not literally, because the date is March 15th. Which, starting off, let's read with that being the date, March 15th. And here's what you can expect. It's going to be delivering the action-packed blockbuster story mode adventure and the dynamic, ever-evolving world of GTA Online to the latest generation consoles with a host of improvements for new and returning players. And there's a lot to get through, so I'm going to try to read through them as concisely and quickly as I can from the official post that went up on rockstargames.com today. These new versions of GTA 5 and Online introduce high-end PC visuals to the console experience with new graphic modes featuring up to 4K resolution, a frame rate of up to 60 frames per second, improved texture quality, HDR options, and ray tracing, as well as utilizing the technological advancements of the latest console hardware for faster load times, immersive 3D audio, and support for platform-specific features. There are three settings, graphic settings for GTA 5. It's the ones you know. It's fidelity mode. We got performance mode and performance RT mode, which is sort of a hybrid between fidelity and performance if you can't decide. These new versions also offer across-the-board improvements, including faster load times, increased population and traffic variety, increased vegetation density, which I just really like how, I mean, for lack of a no pun intended, you know, how in the weeds this is getting with more vegetation density. This is what we were missing from the immersive experience. Improved lighting quality across shadows, water reflections, and other elements. Plus, improved anti-aliasing, motion blur, highly detailed new explosions, fire, and much more. there's also new level. Like, I bolded in this, like, the, you know, the things that I need fire to call out specifically, and I just put fire in bold. Because again, I like how they get into the weeds on those details. There's also new levels of responsiveness with haptic feedback and dynamic resistance via the adaptive triggers on PS5, DualSense wireless controller adding new sensations to weather effects, directional damage, rough road surfaces, explosives, and much more. Platform-specific features also include immersive audio using Tempest 3D position audio on PS5 and spatial sound on Xbox Series X/S. As far as GTA Online specifically, here's what's new. This is going to add in a new range of vehicles and a new addition to Los Santos Car Meet, Ohio Special Works, which encompasses best-in-class vehicles, a new class of races using specifically modified vehicles, and a weekly rotation of how Special Works time trials, along with a premium test ride where you can get behind the wheel of these newly modified vehicles for free. In addition to access being included as part of GTA 5, GTA Online will also now be available for the first time as a standalone title for PS5 and Xbox Series X/S. Plus, for the first 3 months from launch, GTA Online will be available to download and keep for free for PS5 players, making it easier than ever for new players to experience everything GTA Online has to offer. New players might also need more than just a pistol in their belt strap to survive Los Santos. So we're introducing a new career builder feature designed expressively for new players or for those who just kind of want a fresh start or are fresher to things to get an introductory leg up in the criminal world. This includes 5 million to start, some essentials, including business properties, vehicles, and weapons. New quality of life improvements also include things like a newly designed introduction and tutorial for new players, a new front end main menu that allows you to jump directly into free mode, heist, races, adversary modes, and the latest featured weekly event content and more. For story mode stuff, they talk about just kind of how you transfer it over. It is a one-time migration. Starting today, what you can do is go over and upload a save to Rockstar Games Social Club, and then it walks you through how to do that process. So definitely check back if that's something that you want to do. Basically, you just enter GTA 5 on your current console account. You go to the game tab of the pause menu, and then from there, you select upload save game option. And then just keep in mind that you can only store one game save per platform at a time, and those saves remain available to download for 90 days. Players with a Rockstar Games Social Club account will also be able to migrate their GTA Online character progress to PS5 or Xbox Series X/S on March 15th upon loading up the game on either of these consoles. This includes, you know, characters, money, progression, stats, everything. There is a note down at the bottom that mentions if you bought money, like that is kind of locked to whatever
your platform
or ecosystem you are on. Yeah, but if you earn the money, like any earned money, that's fair game to kind of go wherever
if you're
you want to go
like
next.
Snow, like Mike, who bought like tens of thousands of dollars in this game. Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. And then lastly, just a reminder that GTA 5 and GTA Online will be available digitally on March 15th on PS5 consoles and on the Microsoft Store with pre-purchase and preload beginning March 8th. And then physical copies are coming later in April, which... Why are the, like, I hate that
get
the
back on that MPD. Get back
games.
On that MPD.
I'm not going to get any physical games for the PS5 is what I'm learning from all this. So, Greg, you jumping back in for this? I know Blessing will already be there. He's probably there now as we speak instead of practicing for Sifu. So what does this do for you? Are you going back into this game?
Honestly, Janet, I can't wait. Like, this is, you know, my GTA Online story goes that when it initially launched back on the original fucking GTA 5, I remember being at IGN and booting it up and going to play it and it just being garbage and me bailing and never doing it really. And then, you know, long after we'd started Kind of Funny, GTA Online kept coming up in conversation that me and the one, the only, the big Kev dog, Kevin Coelho, said, let's give this an honest college try. Let's go do it. And we jumped in there for a few nights. Who was the
beat us down?
Peanut. Is that who we played with? Right.
Peanut. Yeah.
Peanut was a Kind of Funny best friend who walked through and helped us. And like Kevin and I got hit with every technical problem you could have with a game that is littered with loading screens and cell phones and weird archaic ways to match make and do things. We had no fun and we ended up quitting and not playing.
We would start a race and immediately it would like kick us from, like, we would not be racing with each other. And be like, Peanut would be like, oh, that happens sometimes. Like, why?
And it was that thing of like, we would go to, you know, before pandemics, we would go to Austin and play with Achievement Hunter and they would set us up into all these things they did in GTA Online. And we would have so much fun and we would come back and try to do it. And it would literally be like, what I imagine if I accidentally time travel to the past. And like I'm with Benjamin Franklin and I show him my iPhone and he's like, this is amazing. And then the thing dies and I have to try to explain to him like how electricity and I need a lightning cable and I need these, like, it's like that level of like, we were with people who like understood everything and then we went back to being cavemen and we're like, we don't know how to make the fire, make it into a brick. You know what I mean? Like, how does that work? How do I take sand and make glass, Janet? I'm a caveman. I don't know. And so I'm excited for this for a lot of reasons. Number one, GTA is and Rockstar are well aware of the shortcomings of GTA Online and what it's been. And so when you read through this, right, and this is some information we knew and then so much more information dropped on top of it, But when it goes in there and it talks about a new career builder feature designed expressly for new players or anyone who wants to reset their character and get a fresh start to get an interactive leg up, you know, here's a whole bunch of money. There's the properties, there's the vehicles. One of the things they had said before, right, and they say it somewhere in here, but I'm not looking at it right now, is the fact that, you know, you get to pick one of the, like, the class kind of things they do in there of, you know, your job and all this stuff. Like, it sounds like there's a way better onboarding process. So I am very excited to, like, they talk about transferring all your shit. I'm not even going to worry about it. Like, I have nothing on that character I made that I care about. Like, when it drops on the 15th, I want to jump in. I want to create a new character. I want to go through all this. And then I want to try to actually go and work on it. What about you? What's your GTA Online experience been?
I am one of the, you know, people always ask, like, who's still buying GTA 5? Hasn't everyone played this? Who wants to play it? The answer is no, because I've never played GTA 5.
Okay. Wow.
And now, wow. Did you say why? Or wow. No, wow. Okay, that's wow. Fair.
And then I'm thinking back to, like, you know, what, last week when you're like on a whim just starts Fallout 4.
Yes.
That's what you prioritize over GTA 5?
I felt, well, here's the thing. With GTA 5, now that we've known about this next gen version for a while. So I'm like, well, why would I rush to be, I'm already late. Like, it's kind of like, you know, when you're late for school, you're late for work and you're hungry. It's like, I'm going to stop at the Dunkin' Donuts. I'm going to stop at Starbucks. I'm already late. I'm not going to be late and hungry. I'm going to roll up with my iced coffee. And I know you hate me, and I don't care because I have my iced coffee. That's fair me enough. With GTA 5 this March 15th or April if I want to wait for the physical. I'll probably just play the digital version so I can be there at the beginning.
But the thing about you, Jacob, is that you make weird decisions. You're like Nintendo. You make NWDs, but they're JWDs, right? Where, like, remember when, like, Uncharted 4 was about to drop on PS5 version, and you're like, you know what? Me and Isaiah are going to play the PS4 version again the week before. Like, what are you doing?
Okay, first of all, I'm my brother. Second of all, it wasn't a week before. It was like months before. And it's a slow break. You know, we're still playing that game. Like, people are like, oh, are you going to restart? I'm like, no, I'm not going to restart. Like,
the save transfers. Just transfer over.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. But then I'm dropping another, like, this is like when I dropped another $10 to get Death Stranding, like, the upgrade, just for that one stream I did. And, like, it was kind of worth it. I don't know. I mean, did I notice that looked different? Honestly, no. It probably looked the same to me. But knowing that's different.
So then let's bring it back. You know,
saying I'm Nintendo is probably the meanest thing you could say to me as I drink out of my Mario
cup. You drink out of your Mario cup. You bring it into frame perfectly. You got all your damn Bobs and Marios back there. I see your Yoshi. So then you say all this. On the 15th, are you going to jump into GTA Online? Or are you going to be like, I got to play GTA 5 first?
I think I'm going to start GTA 5 first. And I've never been a big online person. Just join us and play. What?
Just play.
Are you guys like doing something with that?
Me and Kev, aren't we, Kev?
Yep. Totally
in. And you know Blessing's gonna be in. Here's the thing that I have told you. This is a conversation I had with the one, the only, the Blessing Eddie Oye Jr., who's only gonna work with us for 2 more months because we make fun of him a lot. But the 15th obviously is a Tuesday, if you didn't know, right?
Yes.
That is when PS I Love You XOXO comes out. So what we did for Monday the 14th when we recorded PS I Love You XOXO is book the one, the only, Kotaku's Zach Zawizen, who is a GTA Online expert. He's going to come on and tell us what we need to know about GTA Online, how to have the most fun on GTA Online, so that when we start GTA Online, we know what we're up to. We're obviously going to be different because it's going to be the next-gen version, but once we're out of Career Builder, once we have some money burning a hole in our pocket, what do we do? Because that's my big question.
That's fair.
So you're going to go in there. You're going to get basic training with me and Bless, even though Bless doesn't need it, but you and me need it. And then Tuesday, they unleash us on the world.
I'm down to do that in the sense that, well, here's the thing. I'll do it. I'll try whatever.
She's not gonna do it. I can already hear. You hear her voice, everybody.
No, I always do what I say I'm gonna do. When have I said I'm gonna do something and then I didn't do it?
I feel like this is gonna be the first example. It's kind of sad.
I feel like that is such a half-assed response, and I expected more from this show.
But like, it's half-assed, but it was fast, right? I had no answer. Kevin had an answer right away, so like, let's give him credit there.
You had an answer. It wasn't a good one, but
I never claimed I was gonna have a good answer.
But yeah, I'll try it. Here's my hesitation on whether or not I'll like it. I'm like an old man with gaming. Like, I don't go online, you know, I'm only online because I need to be online because the government says I need to be online. That's it. I am a single player person. But I'll try this. Sure. Why not?
But the thing with GTA Online is you can play a lot of it single player. Like, that's where it works. It always got me interested was the idea of going in there, doing my own thing, and then occasionally meeting up with Kevin or going to do whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one, the only CEO Junior, Barrett Courtney. Hello, Barrett. How are you?
I just wanted to point out of like, what has Janet ever said she was going to do something and then never did it? Play the rest of Psychonauts 2.
That's it. You know what? As soon as Barrett came in here.
Those two things right there for sure.
Yeah.
Barrett is like an incredibly petty elephant. He never forgets and he will throw it in your face.
He's right. I really should. I really didn't want to. I really just should have done it, but I did. I didn't do it. You're right. But in my defense, it was Psychonauts 2, and I feel like GTA Online will be. I'm more down to play GTA Online than Psychonauts 2. But you're right. I stand corrected.
You know what? I appreciate. Barrett,
there's kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. There's proper channels for this kind of thing.
Yeah, I hate it when fans just break in here. You know, they got Discord access. They
but also, gotta lock this Discord.
It's never too late to finish it. You know what I mean? And then.
You think it doesn't count though, because the point was like to do at the time. I mean, it's better than not, but God, man,
you must
I don't
really
think...
hate that terrible game, huh?
Like it's just a new year. It's like now it's just slightly old. Anyway,
it's old.
Again,
yeah,
I,
you got to worry about what's coming
out
this year.
Games
right?
When it's like that, 80 years later, right? Like GTA 5. So I'm excited to play GTA 5 for the first time ever and see how that goes. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I started like I was into the collection that dropped last year, even though it had many of its own
problems.
But I was
having
fun. I was having a good time. I was in the ambulance. I was in the taxi. I was, you know, failing missions because this thing is
See, this definitely sounds like an old man trying to. This definitely sounds like an old man trying to prove he played something. I was in the ambulance. I was in the taxi. Yeah. You're just naming cars in GTA, acting like that proves you played it.
They spent like two paragraphs talking about the cars in GTA. So I'm in. Yeah. I'm in the community. I'm there. That's, but yeah,
you are part of the community. Yes. You are part of the community.
You can't take this from me. So March 15th, we'll be there. I'm down to do some stuff. I don't think I have anything scheduled for that day.
I was trying to figure it out. Yeah, hold on, let me throw up the calendar.
You are doing
like,
content, like streams.
I want to do content, but it's that thing where my mom's coming to visit, and so
I saw that
around.
Too on the calendar.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
yeah. But that could be my. I think we can make that work.
This. Like, don't.
But I mean, it's like I think I want to include her
story. You're like, I want to play GTA, but my mom's here.
Include her.
Like,
you want to include her? You want to set her up with.
Do you look? So I'm looking at Tuesday the 15th on the calendar, and I put question marks there because it's Mike Blessing ? I want to be a part of it. Janet could be a part of it, but Kevin could be a part of it. And then if you look at the next day, though, Wednesday the 16th, Twitch stream, Mike, Greg's mom. We can get my mom. Chat, tweet me ideas that me, Mike, and my mom could play all on a stream together. You know what I mean? You know, and like real things, not stupid things. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, we could play Monopoly. Maybe we play Monopoly.
You do that game with the whipped cream, you know, where it's on the little machine and you crank it. It's like Russian roulette.
No, yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
Why are there so many Russian roulette children's games?
I mean, because like Russian roulette is a great idea for a game, except for the fact somebody might die. So when you replace it with whipped cream or I don't know what are the other ones? I don't know.
Pies.
I was like,
they do pies.
I guess
that's one of the rare exceptions where I've ever run up to the edge of a joke and been like, you know what? We're talking about children games. Don't say next what you're thinking. Greg.
Yeah, let's just talk about how that new Star Wars game is reportedly delayed to 2027. This comes from Sam Hargrave over at the Direct, who writes, after years of EA exclusivity. Sure,
you know,
close enough.
You got it.
Thank you. The world of Star Wars in gaming has finally opened up to other developers to explore. Assassin's Creed publisher Ubisoft is currently hard at work at an open world title in the galaxy far, far away. Meanwhile, Detroit Become Human developer Quantic Dream recently revealed a High Republic set experience titled Star Wars Eclipse. Quantic Dream revealed its action adventure Eclipse title during the 2021 Game Awards ceremony with a cinematic trailer featuring Coruscant, Yoda, galactic star space battles, and two lightsaber wielding Jedi. Despite having already revealed its first trailer, Eclipse was always reportedly still years away from release, but a recent report has indicated it may be even further away than once thought. According to an exclusive report from X-Fire's Tom Henderson, Quantic Dream's High Republic set Star Wars Eclipse is expected to release in 2027 or 2028 due to difficulties hiring staff for the next-gen project. Back in December 2021, Quantic Dream had over 60 job openings available at the French studio, which remains the case today, with 67 vacancies currently listed on its site. The news comes after years of accusations of sexual harassment and toxic workplace culture pointed towards the French studio. Following the report release delay, hashtag Blackout Star Wars Eclipse began trending on Twitter in response to the controversy surrounding the studio. Greg. React. Yeah.
Well, the number one thing I want to do is going to sound like I'm making fun of you, and I'm not. All right. This is more making fun of myself again. No, because I'm an idiot, right? Everybody knows that. You listen to this show, you watch this show, you say, Greg was, you know, trained to write. I was trained to write articles in newspaper articles, right? And so every time I get to a real word, a name, I screw it up usually, right? You see me start panicking right before I say it. I want to know, I think it's honestly depressing for the American education system that I screw up every name I've ever read. But like I saw you say Coruscant, I'm like, oh, Coruscant. Like that's how pop culture works. That I know it's Coruscant from these movies that I don't even like as much as Kevin or anybody. But like that's how screwed it up I am inside. that I know this weird factoid.
Here's the thing. Here's my beef.
And I
knew I was going to say it wrong, and I even wrote down how to say it. I saw like three pronunciations online, and in the comments of all those pronunciations, they were like, "Really? I say it this way. I'm like, I'm just going to say it a way, and like maybe someone somewhere will be like, sure." But
again, Jana, I want to make sure you know. First off, you know I adore you. I love working with you. I think you're fantastic at everything you do. This was not to make fun of you. This was literally just the fact that, again, you can look at my DMs from yesterday where I had a bunch of different reviews for Triangle Strategy, and I DM'd all the authors, and I'm like, hey, I'm Greg from Kinda Funny. I'm about to read your review. I don't want to screw up your name. Am I saying it correctly? Because I did the same thing where you Google how to say people's names, and then
yes.
Three different sites have three different pronunciations. Words also, are tough, and this goes back to me asking for a universal language.
I did think about too. I'm like, can I just delete this section? Like, can I just take this off the list? Sure. I'm like, feature. Like, I thought I'm just skipping it over, but then
you could have. Again, didn't. It wasn't on you. But let's get back to the news story, though.
Yes.
Right? What a weird thing. Remember when this happened? Star Wars Eclipse, and we're all like, oh my god! And they said Quantic Dream. We're like, oh really? That's a weird choice right now, and that's what I don't fully grasp about this game in general is the fact that. I know for a fact that Disney does background checks and is very careful with who they work with and why they work with. And maybe, you know, all the Quantic Dream, like they lost one of the court cases. They won another for the libel thing or whatever I think it was libel, right? Kindafunny.com/you're wrong. I know that one of the newspapers, they actually did win out against the other. They didn't though. And I read it recently on another thing, making a point about Quantic Dream of like, that doesn't right. prove that the allegations weren't correct. It was just how they reported them or whatever sure. the fuck it was. But let's say all the allegations aren't true, right? I still feel like fucking Disney would look at this and be like, you know what? We probably don't want to get into bed with you on this one just yet. And so maybe that's another thing that speaks to it. You know, it is here, you know, Tom Henderson, or according to exclusive reports from X-Fire's Tom Henderson, Quantic Dream's High Republic is expected to release in 27 or 28 due to difficulties hiring staff for the next-gen project. That could be the report, and maybe there is something else to it if they just want to back off this and they want to stay. It reminds me a lot of, you know, Hogwarts Legacy, right? Where at the beginning of the year, unprompted, they're like, by the way, we're not coming out this year, we're delaying. And it's like, okay, cool. Are you delaying because the game needs it? Or are you delaying because you're trying to get away from whatever the fuck J.K. Rowling just said now about fucking being a horrible person? Like, and so is that the same thing here? Or how does it go? Mm. If we want to eliminate the Disney question of it, because again, I just don't understand why Disney was like, yeah. All right, we see all that stuff, but it's fine. Nobody's going to care, right? Then you get into this and it's like, well, yeah, like this is where we are in 2022, that if you are a shitty place to work, or at least there's allegations of you being a shitty place to work, people are going to look at it and go, I don't want to work there. And so I don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah, I think it's definitely like feels that the chicken's coming. Is it chickens coming to roost? Is that the saying? Now I'm worried that that's wrong. Like, is that correct? Is it roost?
No, chicken's coming home to roost, right?
Okay, yeah, right? That sounds right. Oh, yeah.
What does roost mean? What does that mean?
That's where they like bed down and stuff, right?
It sounds right.
Chicken's coming home to roost. I'm going to get you a meaning to. When a bird roosts somewhere, it rests there. I was right, yeah. This rather old saying, chickens have come home to roost, is normally used to mean that the bad things that someone has done in the past have come back to bite or haunt the individual.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, that's really what we're seeing here. And I think, you know, in a lot of ways, it's such like a dark thing to be kind of glad about, but you know, the idea of if you're a bad place to work, it's harder to get workers, like that's yeah, that should be the case. Like it'd be nice if that could happen at scale. Well, one, I think the economy would collapse, but two, like maybe after we rise from the ashes, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn style, like we'd have a better world. But even though Horizon Zero Dawn got its own problems in its world, but you know, I digress. Like I think this, if they really are seeing that struggle, I think that could actually evoke change in the sense that like people don't really move until it hurts their wallet. Like that's just kind of the way things work.
Yep.
So hopefully they're seeing that struggle. They're like seeing the need to evoke change or create a better image or what have you. I am curious to know, because I don't think we actually even, you and I talked about this game. What's your gaming history with Quantic Dream? And then like, what's your anticipation or lack thereof for this game? Are you kind of off of it because it's Quantic Dream? Are you down for it because it's Quantic Dream and you know that's going to mean like story stuff? Like what's your history there and how are you sort of receiving this news?
You know, Quantic Dream, again, if you're new here, which I doubt you made it through the 38 minutes of bullshit we've gone through to get here, and you're like, I don't know who these fucking people are, but I'll just stick it out. You know, like I've covered PlayStation my entire career, which goes pretty hand in hand with Quantic Dream's rise to what Quantic Dream is now. And I would actually say, honestly, kind of rise and then a little bit of a fall, stumble at the very least, right? Where you know, I remember covering Heavy Rain, which wasn't their first game, of course, but it was like the first breakout on PlayStation 3 for them, or where they kind of made their name in that same point where, you know, episodic stuff was really kicking off and popping off, and we all wanted that. And, you know, David Cage had been a little bit around before then, and you had blah, 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 their whole gaming history. Heavy Rain, I adored at the time. We had a conversation a few times, I think on PS I Love You even, right? Of like, is Heavy Rain still, would you play that now? Would that be a good game? And it's like, doubtful. Narrative games and choice-based games have come so far, and there are weird things about that game at the time, let alone where we are now. Then you get to, you know, Beyond Two Souls, the Ellen Page game that I'd been obviously excited for coming off of Heavy Rain, but then I played it before they ever patched in, being able to play it in chronological order, and I just did not vibe with that game. I did not like it. I did not like where we were going, so I never completed it and never bothered to come back to it. And then you get to Detroit Become Human, which I had a great time with the first 3/4 of that game, maybe, and that's being, you know, I'm talking in the past now, but I felt it falls apart at the end on a number of the narrative threads, but enjoyed it to the point that was one of those games. I forget what trip it was, but, you know, I packed the PlayStation with Jen and I, because we were watching it, we were playing it, and she was watching it, we were making choices, and we were like debating them before you get into a singing robot at the end and all this other stuff, and like, you know, all this things. So it's like, in general, and this is me talking right now about, you know, art, separating the art from the artist, like a Quantic Dream game piques my interest because it is that thing of like, is it going to be great? Is it going to be bad? Is it whatever it's going to be? It's going to be something. It's going to have some kind of vision behind it that I want to see what it actually turns out to be. So art separated from the artist, right? Oh, great point. I'm so sorry. Kevin corrects me in Slack right now. Elliot Page, you're right. I apologize. I, of course, am talking very much in a past tense of what I did and when I interviewed him back in the day for Beyond Two Souls. Mm-hmm. You're right. Elliot Page, my 100%. I completely forgot about that. But so then get back on here, art from the artist, right? Those are games that I look forward to because they have something to say. Will they be good? Will they be bad? I don't know. So Star Wars Eclipse, I'm interested to see what they would do in the Star Wars universe with the Quantic Dream type of playing, right? And what you're actually going to get into and where you're going to go with that. Let's see what that's going to turn out to be. But it is then, to go back to this then, so let's take it, like right now, accusations. Again, they lost one of the libel suits, but the other they didn't. So there is proof that there's some kind of shit going on, right? And then, of course, on the stand, the one, like the co-founder of Quantic Dream was like, can I lie here or some shit, when he was under oath in French court? Blah, blah, blah. Even if you wanted to, if we want to ignore all of that, as long as I've covered this, I've heard other developers talk shit about David Cage. And I don't mean like, oh man, blah, blah. I mean, just like stories like, oh, he's, he thinks his shit don't stink and he thinks this, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, so to bring that narrative to 2022 where they're having trouble hiring, again, it's a different industry where people talk all the time now. And the jig is up if you're not cool, if people don't want to be around you or don't want to work around you. And so, like, I'm fascinated in this game right now of if it'll ever happen. And I know that I say that about stuff all the time and yada, yada. But again, 27 or 2028, again, Disney dealing with a company that is not in great light right now. And will they ever be able to recover from that and get back to that? Like, popular opinion is down on Quantic Dream. And so do you really want to attach Star Wars to that and go all the way through this? What was the conversation? And this is where you get into the business side of it. What was the conversation with Disney when they signed on to do this Star Wars Eclipse project? Was it that, okay, cool, we're going to target 2027 or 2028 with this? Or was it like, we're going to target something before then, and then they start coming to them and be like, oh, we actually are slipping because we don't have X, Y, and Z, and blah, blah, blah. And at what point can Disney say, well, okay, cool, you're so far behind this, we don't want to do this?
Yeah, I think, man, again, predicting whether or not things will come out or not is such a crapshoot, because games are also just hard to make. So it's like, well, maybe it's just, you know, taking time, and then you're always hiring, and then you're trying to figure out stuff, and then maybe someone else has a different vision and things shift. And like, so many things could be happening behind the scenes. I think as far as like where I'm at with this game, like, I'm cool with it not really, I'm not that interested in it. I think the fact that like a lot of, I've yet to have a Star Wars project that really grabbed me, and obviously it's a very different genre, but that makes me like a little bit like less intrigued. And then, yeah, like, I'm someone who played I think the only like Quantic Dream game I have played is Detroit Become Human, which I think is very much a mixed bag, where a lot of the narrative design I think is really impressive and it's visually really impressive, but then you kind of look at some of the sociological statements it's making and it's like, this is kind of questionable. And then you like peel that back and you look at like what the people involved in this game say about what they feel like they put forth, and that sort of weird disconnect and backtracking also kind of colors it weirdly. You know, there's a lot of as far as like the content of the games, like a lot of people have done like many of analysis of, hey, have you noticed all of David Cage's games are like very much depicting like intense abuse against women, like all the time. So stuff, you know, and when you start to kind of, and again, that's not to say that you can never show those kinds of things in games, but when you sort of just start to add all these things, it really compounds and starts to create discomfort and maybe things that are like in some ways, you know, not good for in even pushing storytelling forward, right? Like maybe these are not the kind of stories that should be told in this specific way, you know, all of those things are kind of weighted on it. It'll be interesting to see what it, yeah, like what it's like. Like in looking at reviews too of Detroit Become Human, I'm like, I feel like this would have just hit so different if this came out even today. And not even that it's like, I don't know, crazily problematic from moment to moment, but there's so many things I think would have been analyzed in a different lens. And I think the overall reception of the game would have been different. So I'm very curious to, if this does come out, like what kind of conversations are had. Obviously it's apples and oranges because it's like based on an IP, but
yeah, what are they going to do? Are they going to push the envelope in the way they've pushed it before? And I think one of the things that I would talk about with Quantic Dream when I'm talking about, I'm going to leave Beyond out of it because like Beyond nobody really cared about, so like whatever. But you're talking about Heavy Rain, you're talking about Detroit, right? I feel like even though there are years between those games, there's not much growth in terms of like you're talking about what the story you're telling is, where I think that's the problem. Whereas in the PS3 era when that drops, it's lauded for being the story game and doing all these things and yada yada yada, and not really analyzed the same way because we weren't used to that. And then for Detroit to drop, it obviously is analyzed in a different light and different stuff, and like maybe it would be even more analyzed today than it was back when it was released, but it was still of like, the whole civil rights movement, they're trying to compare to the robot thing here and him singing about slavery and yada yada. It was like this, you're kind of a bull in a china shop here, right? Like this needs a delicate touch, and is Quantic Dream and David Cage really delivering that right now? And I think again, we didn't know to look for that as much, or weren't prepared to look for that as much in Heavy Rain versus this kind of thing. And like you're talking about, yeah, the same narrative threads all the time about abuse against women or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see what, I'll see you in 2027 or 28 or earlier or never on whether or not this game is coming out. But you know, for now, these are also just rumors kind of circling the studio. I believe Jeff Grubb did like also quote tweet this and said like, yeah, I've been hearing the same thing. So we'll see if more reports and things come out. And hopefully at the end of the day, this creates a better workplace or reform there as well. Sure. Obviously I'm not advocating for like, I just hope this fails because like the studio's bad and I want like them not to be successful in that regard. I mean, there's grains there that are partially true, but at the end of the day, like if people don't want to work there, it's because of the horrible things that have been heard and possibly that have been done there.
Yeah.
And I
that's
don't,
the
you
biggest
know,
thing
if,
about this.
If this can't be made because there aren't good systems in place for workers, then I'd rather just not see it at all is the situation.
You, exactly. You nail it. Right. And that's the thing where I think you look at something like Riot, right, when all their stuff came out, and then their active moves to try to change that and do that, and that's what we haven't seen. And I don't mean seen like we've seen it the other way, we just don't know what's happening with Quantic Dream, because originally, right, they rebutted this stuff. You know, I have a Renata Price article up from September 2021 about Detroit developer Quantic Dream wins lawsuit without actually disproving misconduct allegations, and it's this talk about on September 9th, despite some extremely strange public behavior, Quantic Dream won its libel suit against French paper Le Monde. However, it also lost its other libel suit against another French publication, Mediapart. So like again, that's where it's going back and forth. So it's like, have they dug their heels in and like they're like, no, we're fine, because that was their statement. It's like, no, we're fine, we're not wrong, they're wrong, we're gonna sue, yada yada. Or are you actually addressing what's going on? We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of waiting and seeing, I want to give a quick shout out to some updates from the Geo Media strike, which is, you know, still ongoing, just because I saw something yesterday that just really stuck out to me. I had seen this from Jason Schreier, who had quote tweeted like another author. So I'll kind of read through those in that order. So Jason had tweeted out, Geo Media management is so scummy. They're putting posts from Kotaku AU on Kotaku US, turning the Australian writers into scabs against their will. Kotaku AU is an affiliate site owned by a different company. Kotaku US and the rest of the newsroom have been striking since Tuesday. And he was quote tweeting a tweet put out by Kotaku AU editor David Smith, who said, "Not how I would have liked to get a byline on Kotaku US. We voiced our opposition internally to our content being pulled over during the strike, but it's ultimately a decision happening far above us. Kotaku AU stands with GMG Union." And then just kind of as an aside, if you're following GMG Union on Twitter, which you should be because it's, you know, I think important and they have like lots of updates that they're posting, the company is now requesting another bargaining session. So I think they are going back to the table for things, and hopefully that will, you know, yield the results that they're looking for and bring the strike to an end while also bringing their demands of, you know, like more solidified healthcare, like more leave, better like pay, just a number of different like things that they're asking for to the table. But yeah, I want to pull this in because, you know, I know we've covered it prior.
Yeah.
And I was just, I mean, I was blown away, but then also not, because like,
of course not.
I don't know, shit's dark. But it's just, I'm like, it's so crazy that that could happen, you know? Like, I just think that's just such a dark side of editorial where not affiliate, just in name only, against your will, you can have your work just posted and just, again, like turning you into a scab, which for those who aren't familiar with the term, it's like a worker who like works when others are striking. It's like, you know, they bring in scabs to like, oh, well, you don't want to work the line, we'll just bring in this random, you know, contractor or whatever. Yeah, that's just like such a tough spot to be at. And I don't know, I don't have a lot of like glowing, you know, positive or interesting things to say about it. I just feel like it's such an important thing to see happen, because it's just so wild that this can occur. So
yeah, I mean, the long and short of it, right, is like, obviously we stand behind, is it, and you do Geo Media. I was asking about this the other day. You're not Go Media, I don't know, how do you pronounce it?
I do Geo, but
I'm gonna
know.
Say Go just to cover our bases, but like, right, like, yeah, totally, like, you know,
throwing
we support
with the Star Wars planet, whatever, you know.
We support the GMG Union. I don't think their demands are crazy when you read through them, right? And I think that, yeah, this is a hugely scummy move from Go Media, of like, to go against the wishes of to Kotaku AU when they've said it. But would you expect any less? Of course not, because again, this is how this works, is that, you know, you have these companies buy up media companies and not understand what they're buying, and so they think that then it can just be a mouthpiece to do whatever they want. And then when, of course, the opinionated, talented writers you have that are making the content you hired them to make don't do what you want, you're like, fine, get out of here, and we'll do it, we'll make it on. It's like, what are you fucking doing? Like, don't even bother. Like, why do this?
Yeah, exactly. So go support that union in any way you can, whether it's, you know, retweeting, if you have the financial means, they have a strike fund, all that stuff. I'll be interested to see how things develop over time as they work through those issues. But for now, remember that you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames where you can get the show ad free. And speaking of ads, let us tell you about our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Guild Wars 2 End of Dragon, the third expansion for the award-winning and critically acclaimed MMORPG Guild Wars 2, and the culmination of the Elder Dragon Saga. There's no shortage of new shenanigans to get up to explore the beautiful Canton continent, travel, fish with your friends in your own personal skiff, unlock 9 new elite specializations, pilot the Siege Turtle combat mount, and way, way more. If you're new to Guild Wars 2, don't worry, their community of over 16 million players are ready to welcome you with open arms. If you're already a Guild Wars 2 commander, it's time to gear up for some new adventures, like that Siege Turtle mount I mentioned earlier. Yeah, it can bear 2 riders, one to handle the turtle, the other to operate the weapon strapped to its shell. That's awesome. What about the personal skiff I mentioned? It's your new home away from home on the waves. Ferry your whole party around to explore, relax, or drop anchor to fish over 200 unique species around Tyria. You can check out the link in the description to get your hands on Guild Wars 2 End of Dragons, available now.
Let's continue with Microsoft pulling the plug on new sales of products and services in Russia. This comes from Richard Lawler over at The Verge. And I'm going to read these next two stories just back to back because they're really covering the same things. But again, starting with the Microsoft one from The Verge. In a blog post published Friday morning, Microsoft President Brad Smith confirmed the company, quote, will suspend all new sales of Microsoft products and services in Russia. It didn't go into further detail about what that looks like or specify what meaningful financial impact the move will have on its business, as CD Projekt Red did yesterday while announcing a ban on services to Russia and Belarus. In response to requests for more information by The Verge, a spokesperson said the company had nothing more to share at the time. Microsoft is only the latest company to announce a stop in some of its services to Russia following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Since the fighting started, many politicians worldwide have called for bans targeting Russia's economy and ability to connect to the world, in addition to sanctions on Russian banks and state-operated media outlets. Microsoft's announcement targets new sales specifically, leaving existing service contracts unmentioned. The company didn't go into the reason behind its decision, but Microsoft's recent focus on cloud services and support services means that cutting off existing contracts would be particularly devastating for both organizations and individuals using Windows, Office, Microsoft 365, Azure, and even Xbox products in Russia. According to Smith, quote, "We are coordinating closely and working in lockstep with the governments of the United States, the European Union, and the United Kingdom, and we are stopping many aspects of our business in Russia in compliance with governmental sanction decisions." And then again, we're going to jump to the next story, which is very much on the same in the same vein and kind of have a conversation on it holistically. And this is EA Pull Sales in Russia from Matt Wales at Eurogamer. EA has announced it will be stopping all sales of its games and content, including virtual currency bundles in Russia and its ally Belarus, while Russia's invasion of the Ukraine continues. "We continue to be shocked at the conflict that is unfolding in Ukraine," the publisher wrote in a statement on EA's website, "and joined so many voices around the world in calling for peace and an end to the invasion. We stand in solidarity with the people of Ukraine. Our primary concern is the ongoing safety of those in the region, particularly colleagues and partners," it continued. "And we are seeking to understand how we best might help them further beyond our programs that are already in place," following similar moves by Microsoft and CD Projekt. The publisher also confirmed that it will be suspending sales of all its games and content in Russia and Belarus, including virtual currencies bundles, while this continues. And they end with, as a result, it was kind of, again, reiterating how that stoppage is going to occur. And then I also want to just quickly toss in something that Barrett had tossed up to us. This comes over from Sad Cat Studios, which is the studio that's making The Game Replaced, which is like that really cool pixel art game that we saw at the Xbox event last year. And they put up a statement of their own, which reads, a statement from Sad Cat Studios: "We are a Belarusian studio, and we want to make it perfectly clear. We are against war. We condemned Russian aggression towards Ukraine, as well as Belarusian government's involvement in that aggression. There is absolutely no excuse for war and suffering, which is unfolding right now. Our team has endured the rallies against dictatorship in Belarus in 2020. One of us had been injured, one arrested. Now one of our own is caught amidst the chaos of war, defending his country, and we are incredibly proud to have such courageous people on our team. That being said, we have ultimately decided to focus on well-being of our team as well as relocating." Definitely a lot going on there. I mean, I think these are, like, you know, obviously extremely heavy topics of serious issue, but I think they're all kind of speaking towards the same thing, right? How gaming is sort of reacting to this, and how at the end of the day, these are people involved in these issues, and that always takes precedent, and really trying to, like, do what's right for, you know, humanity, which I know that sounds kind of, you know, grandiose and maybe extreme, but you know, a lot, this is a time where it really is that deep and that important. And we're seeing more and more companies, be it in, again, like as The Verge mentioned, in tech or gaming, figure out where their place is here, what they can do, what they should do, and kind of taking those actions. But yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything to add to this situation? I'm sure we're going to continue to see more stories. We've already seen many. But yeah, I think it's, even though it's kind of us repeating the same things, I think it's important to draw attention to the different companies that end up doing it, and, you know, maybe even in some cases place pressure on others to sort of speak out. I think Remedy put out a statement as well earlier today, so we're kind of seeing many of these things kind of float around the space during these times.
For sure, yeah, and we reported on them this week, even a couple others of them, you know, pulling out or blocking stuff and doing that cutting Russia off, basically. And yeah, it's what I said earlier in the week when we talked about that, right? Of like, I think if you wanted to be cynical, you can sit there and be like, well, these are small moves that, you know, what is a video game not being released or over there? Because, yeah, we were talking about the one I had reported on earlier this week was CD Projekt being like, we're not going to send stuff over there anymore. And like, what does that really do? And it's like, well, it's about a show of solidarity, right? It's about using whatever soapbox, whatever platform you have to say loudly, like, this isn't okay. Like, this is not the way to do things, and to show your support for the people in Ukraine. And yeah, I think Microsoft obviously is a much bigger fish in terms of like what this would do, and hopefully does over there, and the pressure it puts on there. But like, you know, it's, everybody has to do what they can do to say that this isn't okay, and that this isn't right, and that we stand with Ukraine. And I think that's the reason you see, you know, whether it's these companies do that, whether it's something as small as us putting out a tweet, well, you know, next week we're doing a charity stream for Ukraine. Like, we're all trying to do what we can with the methods we have to try to help over there and try to do it. And like, you know, it's the smallest gesture helps, you know what I mean? Everything helps to show that the world is behind them.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like this is usually we don't end on such a heavy topic. So I'm just going to say, if I want to know what's coming to mom and grab shops today, where would I look?
You'd look at the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
And I will say, you know, Gavin, there's a lot of stuff coming out. So this was kind of an easy one to throw together today. But it was kind of, I definitely felt the, with Kotaku striking and us, like, you know, like not going onto like the site. I'm like, man, I really wish those, missed those roundups of the, you know, what's out today. But
yeah,
we still got plenty of stuff to talk about. We got Gran Turismo 7 on PS5 and PS4. We got Triangle Strategy on Nintendo Switch, which also there's a, I think that demo is still live that covers the first three chapters if you want to check out the game before buying it. And A Musical Story, which sidebar, Barrett says it's good, worth the $15 for a 2 to 3 hour, or 2 to 3 hour story, I guess is what is supposed to be there, about addiction surrounded by a soundtrack that almost sounds as if Pink Floyd made an album about Jimi Hendrix. Oh, that's interesting. This is on PS4, iOS, PC, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. And I think, again, in those platforms, it's like $15. There are some sales out because it just dropped, but on iOS, it's $5. So I will say, if you're looking to save on that regard, you can always hit up the iOS version. New dates for us. We got the House of the Dead remake coming to Nintendo Switch on April 7th. As far as your wrongs,
bring
just
me
quickly.
Back, typing just, of the Dead. Give me back Typing of the Dead.
You know, I've actually never played a typing like game like that. And I really want to, because I love typing. And I feel like I'm decent at typing. But then I do
I love typing.
And then I do. Like, because, you know, some people can't actually, like, you know, type without looking down and stuff. Like, I'm in it, I can go
nothing
real
wrong
quick
with that, by the way.
But then, yeah, you know, but like I feel like this is a one little skill set that I have here to like throw out, though. You know, I try to do the words per minute tests and things, and then I look at it and it's like, oh, you're like very maybe slightly above average. And then I
really I thought you'd
real
be
humbled
high
real quick. I thought so too. Well, the thing is, like, the people that are really good too, they're like, you know, stenographers and good stuff. Like, yeah. There's levels, you know. I made this document, which is mostly just cutting things together. Like, that's not, it hits different. Okay. Upcoming hosts, we got Wes and Tim for Monday. Tuesday, we got Greg and Gary Witta. Wednesday, we got Janet and Tim. Thursday, we got Greg and Samoa Joe. And then Friday, we have Blessing and Kotaku's Zach Zawizen. If you're watching live on Twitch after KFGD, we're once again doing that seafood race between Andy, Tim, Barrett, and Bless. Four separate feeds, a race to see who can finish the game first. And that, again, is sponsored by Razer Blade 15. You can check it out on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames after this, or youtube.com/kindoffunnyplays later. This has been Kind of Funny Games Daily. We're each and every weekday live right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We run you through the nerdy news you need to know about. We have a Patreon post show for those who are subbed at the silver level of patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. So stick around for that. Otherwise, until next time, Game Daily.